The state has been working with public safety agencies to develop plans for vaccinating the roughly 45,000 first responders statewide. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said Monday he's anxious to get the vaccine into the arms of police officers and firefighters in the largest city in western Massachusetts.
We're at a critical juncture right now. We need the vaccine yesterday.
As of Monday, Sarno said 33 Springfield police officers were off the job after a positive test for COVID-19. The Springfield Fire Department is down 11 people who've either contracted the disease or are in quarantine after coming in close contact with someone who was infected. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Clapperd said despite precautions, including preventing officers from riding together in cars and frequent cleaning and sanitizing of police buildings, the number of officers off the job because of COVID-19 is the most since the start of the pandemic.
And we look forward to getting the vaccine into the department as soon as we possibly can.
State police have been assigned to assist patrolling Springfield because of the drop in the number of local officers available. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said her department expects to receive a shipment of vaccine this week to administer to the city's first responders.
I know that it would appear that it's a process that perhaps should be one that would be a no-brainer, but it's not. There are forms that need to be filled out. There are input that needs to be done into the state website. There are questions that need to be asked. There are health screenings that need to happen prior to vaccination.
The rollout of the vaccine, which started 3 weeks ago with healthcare workers followed by residents of long-term care facilities, comes as virus activity remains very high in Springfield. There were 4,496 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Springfield in December, 1,829 more than in November, and the highest monthly total since the start of the pandemic.
And I am so hopeful that this is the highest month that we will ever see.
Springfield recorded 8 new COVID-19 deaths last week, bringing the total number for the pandemic in the city to 158. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.